Hello, this is Miss Krista, and you have found Kinks and Drinks. Welcome. You can find us here every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Podbean server, but you must be 21 to join us. You can listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. Welcome, everybody. I have some really good guests tonight. I have Goddess Demi, and I also have my bestie, Michelle, here. Ladies, how are you tonight?
Hey.
Hey.
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful.
I am also so fantastic.
Hi there. Huh?
Hi, Michelle. How are you tonight?
Wonderful. So glad to see y'all. We're here, y'all.
Right?
Yeah. Well, tonight is all about naughty intentions, and that is also our drink. Tonight's drink is 2 ounces of Patron Silver tequila, 1 ounce of Malibu coconut rum, 2 ounces of white cranberry juice, 1 ounce of fresh lime juice, 1/4 ounce of agave nectar, and 1/2 ounce of coconut cream. You put that in a shaker and you just shake the hell out of it until it's good and cold. Then you strain it into a rocks glass filled with ice. Then you garnish it with some shaved coconut, a couple of cranberries, and a lime wheel. And I put a rosemary sprig in it as well.
That sounds delicious.
Oh, it is. I'm having a couple of them.
That does sound tasty.
And yeah, it's
that first, second, and third one, Krista.
Yes. I've had more than two, but that's beside the point. Why don't we start off by having you ladies introduce yourself? Why don't we start with you, Michelle?
Fantastic. Well, as my bestie said at the top of the show, I am Goddess Michelle. You can find me on themastermatrix.com. That is my blog site. You can also find me on X at The Divine Me. That's T-H-E-E. You can also find me on Blue Sky if you want to avoid the hellmouth that is X. I am on Blue Sky at themastermatrix.bsky.social. And if you are at all on our enchantrix.community.net social media network, you can also find me on there at Michelle C.
Very good.
Love
how
that.
About you, Goddess Demi? Tell us where we can find your sexy ass.
I'm Goddess Demi, and you can find me at sensualcocktease.com. I am also on Twitter at Dom Demi, and I'm on Blue Sky, but I don't know my Blue Sky handle off the top of my head. So if you look up Miss Krista or Goddess Michelle, you can find me that way.
Yeah. All right. Well, tonight is all about just having fun. It is a free-for-all, basically. As long as we keep it inside the TOS, everything is fair game. So, what I want from our listeners tonight is to give me some nasty, dirty, depraved fetishes and kinks that you're into, and let's discuss them.
Holy moly, did you say depraved?
I said depraved. I did.
I love
it. And I checked beforehand, and that's not a no-no word, so we're good.
I think that is an excellent word. Excellent word.
Mott is such a good subby.
He is.
He's in the chat sharing all of the links and info.
I know. I need to get me a subby like that.
Right?
He is priceless.
So sweet. Ooh, mm-hmm. Depraved kinks and fetishes. I love this.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we go ahead, while they're thinking up their naughty thoughts, why don't we share some of our depravity?
Ooh.
I know the two of you have some fetishes and kinks that just will curl most people's toes.
I mean, I don't know if it's very depraved. I honestly think I'm pretty vanilla when it comes to all of the kinks and fetishes that are out there. I'm pretty, I love giving instructions. I love jerk off instructions, tease and denial, cock control, chastity.
You know, every one of those has, well, if you're a Puritan, all of those are depraved.
Yeah. That is true. I forget that.
Very true.
I forget, yeah, the mindset of, yeah, that is true.
But all of that is delicious, to say the least. How about you, Goddess Michelle? I was just going to say, what are some of your favorites?
I was going to say, I actually did a blog post where I talked about my unusual kink and unusual fetish. I'll just go ahead and drop that in the
chat. Beautiful. Love it.
But my kink, you know, because I guess with the kinks and fetishes, like a kink is just something that'll get you there. And a fetish is like you have to do it. Like it's a compulsion.
Mm-hmm.
And my weird kink, I don't necessarily think it's all that weird, but I've heard from some folks that maybe it's a little interesting. And I also have a little story to share from somebody who shared a comment on this post. But mine is cock warming. I love whenever a hard cock is inside of me and I get to allow it to kind of like warm and do its thing. I sometimes use it as like an endurance test, you know, maybe to test my willpower or the willpower of the person that I'm post-coitally cuddling with.
can you give us a detailed description, please, Michelle?
Oh, God, yes.
Yes. Cock warming is defined, some people define it as a BDSM practice, and it can also be foreplay, but it's basically the act of placing a penis inside of a partner's mouth, vagina, or anus without the intention of thrusting.
Ooh.
Kind of just like you're warming the cock.
Putting it into baste.
Just give it a little squeeze every now and then.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure squeezing, you know, giving it a little, you know, just a little hug, a little internal hug. That's what what I call it, is internal hugging.
Oh, a nice little internal hugging.
Do some Kegels while it's in there.
Yeah, yes. Really test, you know, really get those muscles working a little bit. I love it. I think it's great. You can use it in a femdom capacity, you know, really tame those eager thrust bunnies sometimes, because they just really want to get that thrust going and they really want to get off. And it's like, nope, you calm yourself. You lay there and you enjoy this massage. Don't move. It's also wonderful for orgasm edging.
Yes. I was just thinking
I imagine. Yes.
And somebody kindly shared a cock warming story in the comment section of my blog. I don't know if I have permission to share that, so I won't share that. But if you want to go to my blog to check it out, it's in there. And they shared a really sweet, intimate moment. And I really appreciate that my comment about cock warming, or my paragraph about cock warming, inspired that comment. But that's just my kink thus far.
Ooh.
Would you like me to continue with my fetish?
Oh, of course.
Wonderful. And I got to make sure I pronounce this properly. Catoptrinophilia is my unusual fetish. And that is indulging in watching yourself in mirrors. It doesn't necessarily have to be watching yourself having sexual activities in a mirror. It can, well, yeah, sexual activities, but also masturbation in the mirror, because that's typically what I do.
Well, for me, that is still sexual activity.
Yes. It's sex with your best friend, right?
That's right. I love that.
But, oh, yeah, it's my favorite thing to do on vacation is I'll make sure to pick a room that has plenty of reflective surfaces, and we get to work. We might not leave that room.
Oh, now that is hot. I love it.
Oh, I'm so glad it meets your approval.
Oh, God, yes. I have, everybody knows, I have a few. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love feminization. I love emasculation. I love the transformation of taking somebody that may not have even known that they have just the slightest of a panty fetish. And I call panties the gateway to feminization. They're the gateway drug. So I just absolutely love the transformation process and watching, especially a guy that thinks he's alpha, but he's really not. He's just putting on the act. I love that. And, you know, of course, I've got a couple of stories that I'll share later on about that. And then my other huge fetish is a combo fetish. I love lingerie. I'd make no secret about it. I absolutely love lingerie. I love vintage lingerie more than anything. But I like to pair that when I'm masturbating. The mirror thing I love, because I do that a lot, with toys. I am an absolute toy freak. And if you don't know that, you have not been listening for the last year and a half. So those are my two biggest ones. I have recently gotten into some small penis humiliation too. I've been enjoying the hell out of that.
And fun.
I just wrote a post or a blog about small penis humiliation, and it was a lot of fun to write. I know you love that too, don't you, Demi?
I do. I really do.
SPH is a blast. I got to agree.
It is.
Sometimes I get to indulge it. I got to indulge it a little bit this weekend yesterday during a session. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Yes.
My favorite part is when you get them to either cry from the humiliation or they're laughing.
I love the whimper. I love it when they whimper. Yes. But it's not that small.
Yes, it is.
Trust me, sweetie. It is. It's tiny. Matter of fact, we don't even call it a penis. We call it a little pee-pee.
I call it a dicklet. Yes.
Yeah. Dicklet. I love dicklet. That was so
and
cute.
I have the perfect, I don't usually call them a clit because, well, that's too affirming. I like to call them a princess pebble.
Oh,
that's so sweet.
A little princess pebble.
So sweet.
So cute.
Yes. And Mott did post my small penis humiliation post, my blog. I love it. Thank you, Mott.
Good stubby, Mott.
He is. He is awesome. And, Kay Marie has some good posts on small penis humiliation. If you're into it, go check her out. It's a lot of good stuff in there, too.
Definitely. Mistress of More.
Ooh, yes. She is a lot of fun. And while I've got everybody here and I'm thinking about it, if you can, 8 o'clock Tuesday night, go to Happy Hour with Kay Marie. There's going to be several mistresses there, all of them birthday girls for this month. And they're going to have a lot of fun, and they're going to have a little bit of a party going on. So don't miss that.
Oh, right. A little birthday bash, December birthday bash. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, pretty much. That's it. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
And there's several. There's Harper, Andy, Kay Marie, and I am sorry, the rest of you ladies, I don't remember who all's got the birthday. There's a graphic. Mott, can you post that graphic? I know you have it, sweetie. Matter of fact, I might have it pretty handy. But it has all the ladies that's got the birthdays coming up.
I don't think they're going to sing over there, right?
I don't know. They might. You never know. Here you go. I've got the graphic. There it is. That's the ladies that's going to be there. Sasha.
Yeah.
Andy. Olivia. Isn't that Olivia on the far right?
Cassandra.
Yeah, that's okay. Cassandra.
Oh, that's Cassandra. Okay. Cassandra. They look so much alike. But anyway, those are the ladies that's going to be sharing their birthday, having fun. So anyway, show up for that. Hi, Jeannie. How are you tonight?
Hey, Miss Jeannie.
So, and as far as these fetishes go and these kinks that we're talking about tonight, they can be whatever turns you on as long as they don't cross the line with the TOS, which, you know, we can work things in. You know, we can't do the extreme stuff, but, you know, anything that is something that you can do on a call, we'll talk about it. So,
oh yeah.
Anybody have anything that has got a little itch that you can't scratch? You need to let us know, because we all have long fingernails and we'll gladly scratch that itch for you.
Well, I do have one that I kind of like would like to mention. Like, I rarely get to indulge this, but it would be great on here, especially the phones, if I got to indulge it more often. But I really do love playing with, like, I like the giantess play. But I like to be like a growing goddess. And I really enjoy that. And I love also growing other parts of my anatomy. So there's a little bit of, I want to say futanari play in there.
Futanari.
Oh, yes. Ooh. I rather enjoy it. I think it's a lot of fun. It's a thing I don't really get to do a whole lot of. But the times that I've gotten to do it has been spectacular. And I really hope I get to do it again. I kind of want to say, I don't know if this is a kink per se, but as a growing goddess, I do enjoy quite a bit of queening and face sitting.
Yes.
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 And I don't know. I think it's just like kind of the power feeling, because I feel powerful most of the time, you know? Mm-hmm. But whenever it comes to like another person being larger than me, like I'm not short. But there are a lot of people who are taller than me. And I just love the fantasy play of being able to finally tower over those people and finally, you know, get to put my big finger in their face and be like, sit down. You do what I say. You're mine now. I love that.
I do too. I am a kind of a tall woman. Mm-hmm. So the giantess play just kind of played into my personality anyway. So I have to agree. I do love the giantess play. However, you know, a lot of the kind of guys that I kind of go after are usually a little bit taller than me. So, yeah, I have to agree with you on that. It makes you feel empowered. I love that. Lots of fun. And the queening. Oh my God, I love
queening.
Love, God, I love that.
Yeah.
And I one of my favorite things to tell them is, you're not done yet.
Right.
You better clean your plate.
Yes.
Oh, but I love queening. And just so you know, Jeannie, we are talking about fetishes and kinks. So far, we have talked about small penis humiliation. And the ladies went through and said what they really enjoyed. Demi had a big list of small penis humiliation. Why don't you just go ahead and recap right quick so Jeannie's caught up.
Oh, Jenny? all of my
yeah, just address? Give them a quick recap. Shit.
Okay.
Unroll that scroll, girl.
I like, well, any type of masturbation instructions, cuckolding, small penis humiliation, we were talking about, fucking love that. Any type of orgasm control and cock control, chastity, bondage. I do love a lot of like sensory play and temperature play.
Ooh, I do too.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Mm. All right. And then Michelle, her big one that she had mentioned was warming. Why don't you tell Felicia and Jeannie a little bit about that, seeing they missed the very beginning of the show?
Sure, absolutely. Jeannie was the wonderful individual who left a comment on my Unusual Kinks and Fetishes blog post. And again, I want to say thank you so much for that, Jeannie. Thank you for that moment. So she knows what I'm talking about.
Ooh.
When we're talking about cock warming, she knows. But Miss Felicia French Fry, hello. Thank you so much for joining us. Cock warming is a wonderful kink that I think everyone should try. But it's basically where you insert a penis into a mouth, a pussy, or an ass with the express purpose of just letting it kind of sit there. There's no thrusting involved. There can be a little bit of squeezing, but no thrusting. Yes, marinade. There you go.
Yes.
There you go, basting. Felicia.
I love that.
Basting girl, is another good word for it. Yes.
Yeah, and, basting.
Hey, check it out. Jeannie said you can share your story.
Wonderful. Absolutely. Hold on, let me pull that up.
And while you have the mic, why don't you go ahead and share?
I would love to. Oh, thank you for giving me permission, Jeannie.
Yay. It's going to be fun.
Jeannie's lovely comment, of course, she greeted me and she said, your overview of cock warming reminds me of something. I once had a partner who loved it when I would stay inside of her post-coitus. She would look at me and whisper, I love feeling you grow soft inside of me. That was such an intimate moment. And yes, it was.
You know, I have to agree with her. I do enjoy that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I especially the ones that can get hard again, I like it when it goes soft I start doing a little bit of wiggling and you can feel it start to grow while it's inside you. That's a lot of fun too.
It's so hot. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, those two ladies did their recap. Mine, just so you know, my number one is always going to be feminization and emasculation. I love the whole transformation process, especially somebody that doesn't know that they are a good candidate for being feminized. I love somebody that thinks they're an alpha, but guess what? You're not. And then my other ones was, of course, my fetish and my love for lingerie and toys. And the combination of the two, getting dressed up and actually watching myself in a mirror as I play with my toys. And that was another one of Michelle's hot things that she enjoys is she had a fetish term for it, and I am not even going to begin to try. I will let her do it, but there is a fetish of you watching yourself have sex. Take it away, Michelle.
I wish I would have left it up so I could see it again, but that's cool. I'll do that. I got you, girl.
All right.
The specific fetish is called catoptronophilia, and it's basically where you have sexual activity in the presence of or directly in front of mirrors and other reflective surfaces. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a mirror, just reflective surfaces. And now I think there's another version of this where it's, what's the word I'm looking for? It's like self-voyeurism. But in this instance, it's seeing you or other people in the act and it being reflected, and that's what's getting you off, not so much yourself.
Right, the reflection. That is a voyeurism of its in itself.
Yes, it is a form.
Yes.
But some people want to say
that's really hot.
Voyeurism, but not so much because you could be getting off on the other people or just the fact that you can do it.
Right.
You know, the little power fantasy of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, going back to your warming, it cracks me up because one of my all-time favorite sitcoms that got canceled way too damn early was Alpha House.
Ooh.
And it was on, I think it's Prime, but it had John Goodman in it and a bunch of other stars. And they were all sitting congressmen and they were sharing a house. And Lewis was the congressman from Utah. And we don't have to say what religion that is, but everybody knows. And they had a practice of, they called it soaking.
Yes, I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first thing that I thought of when you said that was Alpha House. So thank you. So, but yes.
Yeah, soaking's when it's wet.
Well, yeah. So
I saw it.
So that's more basting, honestly. The soaking.
It's not TikTok where... What they do is you slide the cock inside, and while you're inside, someone is jumping on the bed. So you're technically not fucking because someone else is making
doing
the bed
the
move. Yeah. So you don't actually lose your virginity. Oh. Interesting stuff.
Oh, that is wild. Yeah.
Well, that's funny. Loopholes. Yeah, Mott. That's what we got. We're always after. Oh, Felicia says, regarding transformation, my fear of going out in public in femme kind of ruins it by replacing excitement with abject fear. Hmm. Well, Felicia, I love doing this. And I bet you, Demi, and Goddess Michelle, both love this as well. But I do love sending you out on little assignments.
Ooh.
And trust me, girl, if you are having fun with the fear of the judgment or whatever, I'm going to put you in a situation that you're not going to be able to just talk your way out of.
Ooh.
Even if I send you in male clothes, I'm going to make you do something that's going to push those limits. Ooh. One of my favorite is to send you to a makeup counter, talk to the sales lady, and tell them that you need a lipstick that matches the shirt that you're wearing.
Ooh.
And then go over to the lingerie department and ask the sales lady there, what matching bra and panties do you think would look the best on me?
Love that.
So anyway, yes, lots of fun on the assignments that you can be made to do.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Now, Demi touched upon another one of my favorite real life fetishes. Does anybody want to take a guess what that might be?
Can you repeat the question?
Demi had touched upon a fetish that is a real life fetish for me that I love doing.
Mm-hmm.
Cucking.
You guessed it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's another one of my passions. I love to cuck, especially men that need it.
All men need it.
Oh, no, I can't say that they do. Because I've had some men that they were certainly the bull. So I don't think all men need it. I think that most men need it, but not all, because, well, you got a good bull. You don't need to cuck him. He's doing everything he's supposed to do.
Ooh. Krista cucking.
Oh, I can totally see it.
Oh, and I, like I said, well, the one that comes to mind, my favorite one was Steve. I have to write a story about Steve. But anyway, so.
Yes, I want to hear about Steve.
Oh, you have not heard about Steve?
Well,
he was my cockfish.
Oh, yeah. See, that's why I say all men need to be cucked.
Yeah, well, I have I have two.
You have two cockfishes?
No. What? I have two men that does not need to be cucked. And I would never even consider cucking either one of those men because, well, they're the ones that I cuck other men with. You got to have a good bull, Demi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you don't stop looking, do you?
Oh, no. But if you find what works, you certainly stick with it.
That's true.
Yeah, because you don't want to have to retrain, for sure. But I'll give you a little story about Steve. He was one of those alpha, super in control in his life. Everything that he did, he was the master of his universe. He tells me that he has a certain size cock. Lo and behold, he is about half of what he told me. And, well, I kind of put up with him for a little bit, but he was such an arrogant prick. And he was one of those that did not even try to satisfy my needs. It was all about him jumping on, having fun, see you later type of shit. So I basically told him he had two choices. He was either going to become my cuck or he can hit the fucking road. I didn't care which. He hit the road at first and then reluctantly came back. And when he came back, I was brutal. I was not nice. I did not let him sleep in the bed. He slept at the foot of the bed like the dogs. Matter of fact, the dogs had more bed privileges than he did. But anyway, that went on for quite a while. But I did all kinds of naughty things to him. And I would make him, bring in a straight back chair to the bedroom when I had to have my sessions with my bull. And here's the fun part, Demi. My bull with him was my ex-husband.
Oh, yeah.
And you want to talk about a humiliating deal? Just to know that I would rather fuck my ex-husband than you.
Right.
Yes. Although I would rather fuck my ex-husband than most men. So he still has full privileges. But anyway, that's the quick synopsis of Steve. But I give you full credit for the cockfish thing because I still love that word. I do.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is. I love that word. arrogant half prick, actually. Yes, Jeannie. That's pretty much what it was. Yeah.
I mean, half the size. He's got some audacity.
Oh, he told me that he was like almost 8. He was almost 4.
Oh, so tiny.
Yes. And of course, I was brutal about that too.
Oh, and fuck then he couldn't, yeah.
You know, and what made it so bad is he thought he was an alpha male. And he couldn't even lick pussy.
Oh, fuck. Nope.
Yeah, he wouldn't
throw
even
throw the entire man out. Throw him out. So,
well, he lost all pussy privileges and he was cucked. And like I said, I cucked him hard. He was brutally cucked. And he was caged. He didn't like that part either. That was fun. When I caged him, I made it basically, I caged him, and then I put the key in my safe deposit box.
Nice.
So I couldn't even get it without going to the bank to get it. So, and you know those hours. Jeannie, you know, I have a very good friend who would refer to their prior partners as former lovers rather than exes because she still savored the memory and history. That's how I look at Ryan. Ryan is my ex-husband. He is an amazing man. We didn't get divorced because of normal things. It's just our careers didn't work together. Oh. He's a West Coast boy and I'm an East Coast girl and it just did not work. But anyway, so I do like that, Jeannie. That's very insightful, and I do like that. Now, I do have exes, and I do have former lovers. I have both.
Mott said. I love that.
Caged and cucked?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Now, ladies,
mm-hmm.
You have told me your fetishes, and you've told me some of the things that you really enjoy. I know everybody out there in the audience wants to hear it too. We would love to hear a real life story. Something that you actually did with one of your fetishes.
Oh, like a okay.
Yeah, like something that really happened. You don't have to name names or give us dates or anything like that, but just give us a story that's going to, well, you don't have to make it to where it's going to make them all just jack off right now, but make them boil a little bit or make them baste or marinate.
Basting and marinating is fun.
I don't know if, I think some of the people in the chat already have heard this story, but my first cucking experience was freshman year of college. I had a boyfriend who, this is before I had a minimum requirement, and he is why I have a minimum requirement. He wasn't tiny. He was like 7 inches, 7.5, but did not meet my requirements now. You know, we fooled around for a few months and we would always fantasize about another guy joining us. One in particular being his dorm room suite mate, Mike. And after a while, I started to get pretty bold. We'd go out to parties and I would be really flirty with Mike, and Mike was into it. And after a while, I would sleep over at my boyfriend's dorm, and I started fucking Mike after my boyfriend went to class in the morning. One day he came back from class early. It was canceled, and he caught us fucking. He was just sitting there on his bed watching, not saying anything. Until we caught him. And I told him to go ahead and jerk off. And that became his, well, first time being cucked, because it happened pretty often after that.
Ooh, that is super hot. I love it. And you cucked a man that most women would think was adequate, if nothing else.
Well, so Mike was 10. Mike's, huh? Yeah, Mike's
oh,
10.
Oh, Mike was 10. Oh, my goodness. So, well, that's a pussy full.
It was nice. So now I have a minimum, 9 inches.
At 10 inches? Your minimum is 10?
Nine. My minimum's 9. Yeah.
Okay.
9 feels good.
Oh, yeah, it does. Matter of fact.
Right.
And, oh, I saw something the other day, and this kind of goes towards the small penis humiliation stuff, and this is funny. So I love it, and I'm going to share it. It said that if men's penises was as visual as women's breast, there would be a whole lot less shit talking in the world.
Very true. I agree with that. Yes, I very much agree with that.
So that cracked me up. Now, I know Michelle has a hot story too, don't you?
I mean, it's hot to me. I hope you all find it hot.
Sweetheart, as hot as you are, you could tell me that you was sleeping in a burlap bag and a sleeping bag all by yourself in the dead of winter, and I'm going to think it's hot. So go ahead.
Well, mine's kind of, I want to say a little simple and a little straightforward. But the last time that I got to meet up with one of my metas was actually really fun. It had to be kind of quick because they were only in town overnight and they had to catch a flight really early. But we kind of improvised a little bit. They came over to my place, and of course I have a mirror in my bedroom. And we weren't really going to get into a lot. Like, we weren't going to be able to get into like the heavy fucking that I enjoy and that they enjoy too, because it really was a quick-ish trip. But what I did was I set the mirror up behind them and I put on the skirt that they really like me wearing. I have this little like kind of black pleated skirt. They really like it because whenever I move in and it kind of flares and moves around. And whenever I'm feeling particularly naughty with this particular individual, you know, I just kind of skip the panties.
Well,
which makes that little flirty skirt even flirtier. I mean, I think it turns it into like a come fuck me skirt.
Ooh,
after
love that.
Yeah. So, you know, we're kind of having our little flirt where I'm kind of leading them back to my bedroom where I've got everything set up. And I didn't really have to ask. They just kind of like dropped down on their knees and got to work. It was really great. I got to have my leg up over their shoulder. I got to kind of watch what was happening with them working. Oh, it was so hot. I just have to say, it's one thing to have that happening to you and get to look down and see it, but then to look up and have that other angle across from you and see their head going up and down, you know, along with those sounds, it was just a really wonderful sensory experience. I miss them so much already.
Mm.
Oof. Can't wait for them to come back. I hope we get to do that for a little bit longer.
That's time. What do you think, Demi? Isn't that hot?
I thought it was really hot.
I think it's so hot.
Yes, God, that pose gets me able to get to the toes and arches too. Yes, honey. You get it. You see, you catch the vision, Jeannie.
Oh, yes. I had a very strong visual.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I'm flexible, so I can get those legs up over my head if I need to.
Oh, there you go.
Mm. So very nice.
Yummy. Mm. I am going to throw out another fetish that I have.
Ooh. I love being your inspiration, girl.
Oh. I have also a heel fetish, shoe fetish. I have over 300 pairs of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I just bought a pair of really cute, I call them steampunk boots.
Ooh.
But I really... Mark knows what they look like. I showed him. But yeah, I love just all kinds of different footwear. Well, I like to combine that with lingerie sometimes too.
Yeah.
And I bet you out of the 300 pairs of shoes I have, 20 of them were bought to never wear with anything out of the house.
Yeah.
They are my, I bought them to get fucked in.
Your fuck me heels.
Ooh,
yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Strappy heels, stilettos, whatever. And I will kind of pair them with something that I had bought as far as lingerie. And, well, my story is the very first time that I had a threesome with a guy and a special girl. And when I say that, I wasn't a sissy. This girl was in the, she was transitioning. And so I went out and she and I went out and bought some really pretty lingerie. And she went and did her thing after the lingerie shopping. And I got to thinking, you know what? I want something different with these. I want a different pair of heels. So I went and bought another pair of heels. And that was my very first time that I bought a pair of shoes just to get fucked in. And that was an experience. That's when I also discovered that I will never, ever have a male-male-female threesome or a male transgendered male threesome if the two are not bisexual. I will not tolerate the homophobia of two guys not wanting to, oh, it's too close. Oh, my dick might touch his. Oh, my God.
No. Oh, my God. Get over
that. I cannot stand that.
Yeah.
But this was not one of those occasions.
Oh, good.
This was, like I said, it was my very first experience with having sex with a transgendered lady and a man. And, well, not to put too sharp a point on it, I got to do one of my bucket list things.
Oh, hell yeah.
I had the special girl inside of me. And while she was fucking me, she was getting fucked into me.
Fuck yeah.
And if you have not experienced that, ladies, I highly recommend it. There is a feeling that is, it's indescribable, but basically every time that the one that was fucking the girl that was fucking me, every time he would push inside of her, I could feel her cock swell. Yeah, super hot. But anyway, the whole moral to that story was I love shoes and I love heels. And that started me down a path of buying shoes that I never planned to wear outside of the house.
Oh.
And believe me, I don't buy cheap shoes, so it's almost a frivolous encounter for me sometimes. Matter of fact, I just did that about 2 weeks ago. I bought another pair of heels that I had no intentions of ever wearing out. And that was to have that encounter with my cowgirl that I met while I was up here.
Ooh.
And believe me, she can rope and ride.
I love that. I buy heels and then I buy outfits. Or my heels.
I wish I had that kind of control. I buy heels just because I like the way they look and hope that I can find something later that might work with them.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'll match my outfits. I'll buy a pair of heels that I just absolutely fucking love, and then I'll put together an outfit for it.
Yeah, and sometimes that just never works. I buy heels, and I'm like, well, I don't know. And then I'll buy the outfit that I think I'm going to wear with those heels, and then I go buy a different pair of heels for that outfit.
Right. You can never have too many heels.
No.
Ever.
Mm-hmm. No.
My goal, and I know it's an unobtainable goal, but I would love to do it. My goal is to make Imelda Marcos look like she only has 4 pairs of shoes and they were all 10 shoes.
What are your favorite heels?
Probably Louboutins.
Same.
Those are very nice. Oh,
yeah. God, I love them. And they just feel good on your feet too. For anybody that's thinking about going out and buying heels, do not buy a pair of heels because they're cheap. Because you're gonna regret it. Your feet are going to hurt. You're gonna get blisters. Buy good heels.
Yeah. Betsy Very Johnson cheap. Has some really hot heels. Yes, I love her style.
Yes, she does.
I can't think of her initials, but her last name is Bennett. Has really good heels too. L something Bennett heels are really, really good. I cannot think of her initials. Give me just a second. It will come back to me. I know it will. But yeah. They are amazing as well.
Yeah.
LK Bennett.
Ooh. I'm gonna put a link. In our chat, these are like, I'm obsessed with these right now.
Okay.
Like, absolutely obsessed. I put it in Discord.
Okay. Ooh, I'm going to have to click on that, of course. And I did.
Oh, I'm already there.
That will go on one of my 87 tabs that I have open right now.
Oh, those are beautiful, Demi. I love that ombre.
Oh, my God. I love those. Oh, sick. I love those. Yeah, I'll be buying those. $995. Right. Oh, I love the price too. Let's go broke. I need to find somebody that likes to buy me heels.
Yes.
Oh, those are beautiful though.
Aren't they? They're so gorgeous.
Oh my, yes. Yeah, they do have kind of a holographic look. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they kind of do have a Poison Ivy vibe.
They really do.
Yes, they are extremely hot. And I'm going to have to say, I love that dress she's got on, too.
Right, the green one?
Yes. It's gorgeous. I would wear the hell out of that.
Same.
I don't know where I would wear it, but goddamn, I'd wear it.
Wear it out to lunch somewhere?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or your,
let them cowboys see what a sophisticated woman looks like. So, those are some of our kinks and some of our fetishes and some of our stories. I hope everybody enjoyed tonight. I know I did, and I loved, absolutely loved having you ladies here.
Aw, thanks for having us.
Yes, oh my this was God. So much fun getting to be nasty with you.
Mm-hmm. And just so you ladies know, you have an open invitation anytime you want to come play.
Aw, thank you.
I know. I'm
and
so
you can
excited.
Spread the word to the other mistresses. Everybody has an open invitation to my show. So now, I don't see any more questions or comments. So what I would like to do is, Miss Demi, why don't you give everybody your credentials again and your ways to find you.
I am Goddess Demi, and you can find me at sensualcocktease.com or on Twitter at Dom Demi, D-O-M-M-E Demi. Or you can just call me, 800-601-6975, and ask for Demi.
And for any of you that is adventurous enough to try, you ought to do a three mistress call with me, Demi, and Michelle and see how that goes.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, I love that.
Yes, that'd be a lot of fun. Now, Michelle, Goddess Michelle, tell us all about you.
Well, I am your melodious and sometimes malefic goddess, Michelle. You can find me on themastermatrix.com. You can also find me on my socials that I mentioned earlier. Also, if you're looking for some kind of assignment or something like that to get you through this winter, Miss Krista and I put together a wonderful femdom system to help sissies this winter. I'll post that in the chat here in a little bit. And if you ever want to, you know, call me or, set up a session, call me at 1-800-601-6975. And I will gladly session with you or Krista or Demi and you. Just hit us up.
Any of the combination thereof, of course.
Yes.
Well, ladies, again, thank you for showing up and having fun and sharing those naughty stories. I love naughty stories. We'll have to do this again. And
yeah.
Jeannie, three-way is cheese, onions, and beans, right? Oh. I am from the South, so we would call that smothered and covered, sweetheart.
Ooh.
Smothered and covered sounds so naughty.
And if you are not from the South, you probably don't get that reference, but that is a Waffle House hash brown option on the menu, smothered and covered. And that's where they put cheese and gravy on them.
Making me hungry now.
I know. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Well, again, thank everybody for coming out tonight. I really enjoyed sharing stories with you. And I do encourage everybody, and this goes for the mistresses too, please do this. Go to my website, bonesexfetishblog.com, click on the Kinks and Drinks tab, and there is a suggestion tab. Fill out those suggestions to make this show even more hot and more fun. I have not gotten one yet from any mistresses, so I am putting it out to the mistresses tonight as well. I want suggestions for shows from you, especially something that you would like to co-host. And Mott just posted the link. Thank you, Mott. Such a good subby. Well,
very good subby.
Thanks for listening to Kinks and Drinks. You can find us every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on Podbean servers, but you must be 21 to join. You can listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or at my site, bonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. Again, everybody, thank you so much. And everybody that showed up and participated tonight, you all are wonderful. And I love you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you again, Miss Demi and Miss Michelle, you two are awesome.
Oh, thank you.
You're so very welcome. We're so glad to be here.
Well, you all have a wonderful night. Bye-bye, everybody.